This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. President Trump meets with Senate Republicans today to discuss the GOP's next move on health care. The Senate Republican health care plan died on Monday night, and an attempt to repeal Obamacare without a replacement appears headed toward failure. The news is reverberating across Massachusetts, but as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, there's no sense the debate is over or that everything will be fine.
There is some relief in homes across the state where children, grandparents, and residents with a disability depend on Medicaid. But Bill Henning, who helps more than 4,000 children and adults with disabilities through the Boston Center for Independent Living, says his clients are not celebrating.
I don't feel any sense of champagne being uncorked anywhere. People are rightfully very cautious at this point.
Because they wrote letters, called, and rallied to stop the House bill, which was pulled, then eventually passed. Henning says he's worried the same thing will happen in the Senate, or that Medicaid cuts will be revived in the budget.
There's a real determined effort to reduce spending on Medicaid. There's a lot at stake here.
Henning's client, Dennis Heafy, for example, is a quadriplegic who says he'd be left in bed most of the day, or forced into an institution if Medicaid cut funding for his home health aides. Even though that threat seems dead for the moment, it's triggered some deep, raw feelings for Heafy, a disability rights advocate.
We're so angry. We're here. We've been living in the community for 40 years, and you're not going to put us back in the box.
Uncertainty about what's next on Capitol Hill is creating anxiety for almost everyone who works in or depends on health care. At the Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, CEO Sue Joss says she just approved a budget based on a bunch of unknowns. There's what's happening with Obamacare and whether a separate bill that funds coverage for children will be renewed in 2 months. Legislation that funds health centers across the country is also up for a vote.
It may be difficult for anything to get through, even something that has bipartisan support, such as health centers.
At Boston Medical Center, CEO Kate Walsh was up at 5 a.m. yesterday to update a presentation with the latest Senate health care news. But she was happy to make the changes.
Every time this bill gets delayed is a good day, I think, for American health care.
With the future unsettled, Walsh urges her staff to focus on the larger goal: spending less while delivering better care.
If you start to think about, well, what will happen in 2020, you get a little bit paralyzed. So we have said, no matter what happens, this is the right work to be doing for our patients, so we're going to continue to do it.
Governor Baker, who opposed the Senate health care bill, declined to say if he's relieved to see it fail. Baker did say debate about how to fix Obamacare should continue.
I don't think this means everybody should just take their ball and go home and forget about health care. There are still a lot of things they need to work on.
For example, Baker plans to ask the Trump administration to let Massachusetts waive some Obamacare rules. This would let the state push workers who moved off their employer plan onto Medicaid back onto the company's dime. Josh Archambault, senior fellow at the Pioneer Institute, says the state should do that and take other steps to trim Medicaid spending.
It's unsustainable whether the federal government passes what they are debating or not, so we should be a leader in rethinking how we deliver Medicaid. And part of that is getting as many people back into employer-based insurance as possible.
That may help stabilize the state's Medicaid budget while the drama continues in D.C. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.